It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. What's up, guys? 6 o'clock on the dot. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome to the show. Hi, Breeze.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you. November 14th. It is Thursday. And yes, the weekend's creeping up on us. And so is that cold weather. 37 right now outside. 51 for the high today. I will say, though, yesterday was beautiful out. Not a cloud in the sky.
We just bought a jacket, so thank God.
Sheen?
No, Costco. Huge deals.
Oh, Kirkland. You gotta love Kirkland.
I know, I do. I do, I do.
I love them, too, over there. Did you go yesterday?
Monday?
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Monday. I haven't worn it yet, but yeah, it's here. It was $20. Great deals. Go grab your coat. You know what I'm saying?
You got to do it. Grab those Kirkland brand coats.
I didn't have a coat, so I was like, maybe I should get a winter coat, you know? So.
Yeah, you're going to need it. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from today.
I know.
What's the vibe this morning, you guys? 585-252-9800. Going to set the tone for the rest of the week / the weekend.
I can't believe Thanksgiving's so late this year. It's basically in December. Like, that's wild. They're like, December, Christmas and Thanksgiving, you're going to share this year.
Okay, let's dive into it real quick. A little bit of a late start this morning. We got the vibe check coming up. Big story of the day. What's going on with that beautiful pink building downtown? The old Radisson Hotel. You know what it was? It was the Rochester Riverside Hotel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That big pink building? Well, it's your chance to be heard on plans for the $61 million makeover. I'll tell you what they plan on actually turning that into coming up for the big story of the day. And then, I don't know if it's just me.
It's not.
All these DOT cameras, these dock cameras are getting out of hand in our city. 25,000 speeding tickets. You will not believe how much money this city has made in results of them giving out tickets over the course of 26 days. It is a lot of money. I mean, if you've gotten one, would love to hear from you at 640.
I will go on a tirade. I will lose my mind at 640. So if you want to be a part of that conversation, don't go anywhere or make sure you're here because I'm flabbergasted. I'm floored. I received one of these tickets for a work zone.
Yeah.
There was no signage saying what the speed limit was.
Right.
Well, and if there was, it was hidden in a bush somewhere.
I know. And that's the problem we're having. We'll talk about that coming up at 6:40 and then in the 7.
The 7 o'clock hour with Thanksgiving being 2 weeks away from today. Everyone's getting ramped. Everyone's getting ready. Everyone's thawing their turkeys. And it's begging the question of who's on the guest list for Thanksgiving dinner? Are you asking your brand new fling, since it is cuffing season, mm-hmm. are they coming and eating mom's stuffing? You know what I mean? Or are you guys just going to meet up for dessert after? Well, we'll discuss that and figure out who exactly will be sitting at your table this Thanksgiving dinner. And our boy Glenn is asking those hard-hitting questions at 7:10. And then we'll do big story of the day and continue that conversation.
Yeah, so we'll get our boy Glenn on with us at the top of the 7. And then a follow-up. Do you guys remember, I don't know if anyone remembers my buddy Chris from L.A. We had him on exactly 5 months ago today. And basically the follow-up is he said everything in his relationship with his girlfriend was perfect except sex. And a lot of you said, it's over, break up. While a lot of other people were like, no, this relationship is worth saving. Chris is coming on with us this morning for a follow-up to see where exactly they are today in their relationship 5 months later. And then, Breezy, you went to Long Island Medium last night at Codex Center.
I did.
Teresa Caputo. How was it?
It was literally insane.
Really? A lot of tears in the audience?
Oh, my God. I was sobbing. It was so... If you don't believe in that stuff, mediums, spirits, afterlife, whatever the case may be... I highly encourage you to go to one of her shows. I mean, you missed it last night, so sorry. But
yeah,
there is just no way that you can go to something like that and not believe. Because, like, there is just no way she could know.
What she knew.
What she knew in a sea full of people. It's insanity.
Okay.
It's insanity.
I can't wait to hear what you saw last night.
Oh, my God.
So we'll talk about that. If you did go to see Teresa Caputo last night, let us know how much you enjoyed the show. Parental Confidentials coming up at 9:10. My husband wants me to stop nursing in front of our 6-year-old son because he says it's not appropriate.
Oh, my God.
Would love to hear your thoughts on this morning. Let's be honest. This is going to raise a lot of eyebrows. This mom wanted to be anonymous. We said, no problem. We'll get to her message at 9:10.
And then we'll do There I Said It. If you have any hot takes that you want to get off your chest, this is your time to do it at 9:20. Just text in 585-252-9800. We will air out your frustration. And then 9:40, we'll wrap up the show with Can't Be Breezy for Sebastian Maniscalco tickets. This is tomorrow at the Blue Cross Arena.
That's right.
This is the last day you can win tickets here on our show. And it's going to be a time.
Yeah. Download that free Odyssey app, guys, and make sure you tune in. It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy Vibe Check is coming up next on the show. Stay there.
Get your 10,000 steps in while you listen to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy in the free Odyssey app.
Woo.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just checking in on your good vibes. 585-252-9800. Are the vibes up? Tell us why, please. Even if they're not, we don't care. Tell us anyways.
Yeah, just let us know what's going on, and we will let you guys know what's going on. All right, who is here? Text line blowing up. Lindsay says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Feeling good because today is my last day of work for a week, so I'm going to see my family early for Thanksgiving.
So lucky.
See ya.
Peace out.
I do not envy you. The travel these last couple weeks has taken
an absolute toll
on my body, my mental, my psyche, all of the things.
Okay.
You weren't
going across the world. You went to Boston, which is like a 10-minute flight, and then you went to Charlotte, which is like a 20-minute flight.
I know, but I had to take so many planes to get to Charlotte. It was so
What? It wasn't direct?
No.
Where did you go? Rochester to where?
Rochester to Baltimore to Charlotte to Baltimore to Rochester. I'm like, okay. But I can't complain. The flight was free, so all is well.
The dumbest thing I ever did when travel was leaving Rochester for Christmas and flying to Boston for a 4-hour layover and then from Boston to LAX. It made no sense.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I just realized I'm flying to Boston. That's totally out of the way.
Yeah, very much the opposite direction. Who else is here? Oh, Sherry's here. Said, I also went to Long Island Medium last night. It was amazing.
Oh, I love it. I'm sad I missed it. My parents came over for dinner last night, and I'll tell you what, Breeze.
You wish you went to the show instead?
No.
Oh.
No, there's a lot of leftovers. My mom made a huge crock pot of you're in competition with her chili.
Oh.
She did the white turkey. The white, what do you call it? White turkey chili?
Oh, I do white chicken.
So. That's what it was, white chicken.
Well, did you tell her mine is award winning?
No, I didn't mention that, but I did say you do make a hell of a white chicken chili.
I do.
And then the cornbread and everything else. But yeah, I had a really nice night. I was just hanging out with the Rents. But I'm glad you got a chance to go see Teresa Caputo. How you doing, sweetie?
She was insane.
There's a lot of dead people in here today.
She didn't smoke cigarettes, so.
How are you, sweetie?
Not it at all, but
Thanks for paying to come to see me.
I was like, I didn't pay, you gave me tickets. But it was fun. It was really, really cool. It was very emotional. I'll get into all of that more. But I'm glad that other people in the area got to experience it as well, obviously. Yeah, and then we'll leave it with Katie. Katie says, feeling good today because I got a lot accomplished yesterday at work.
Nice.
And now I'm going to do nothing today.
Oh, that's what's up.
Sits at her desk, feet up. Her boss is like, what are you doing? Yeah. Good stuff. Good vibes.
All right. What else? Oh, 51 for the high today, you guys. Don't worry. I sent the weather balloon up this morning. Seems accurate. It's your chance to be heard. That Rochester Riverside Hotel, that crack house downtown.
Oh, my God.
That derelict of a building. Yeah, they want your opinion on what they should do with it. There's already some ideas in the works. I'll tell you what they plan on doing with this $61 million makeover. And it's questionable. I always wondered, when you do this to a building and mix it all up, is it really a good idea, or is it a recipe for disaster? I'll tell you what that is coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This is your chance, you guys, to be heard on the plans for that $61 million makeover of the Rochester Riverside Hotel. Yeah. I mean, the thing's an eyesore. I think by now we can all agree that it's just become one big crack house. The hotel on East Main Street has been boarded up since 2020.
Yeah.
And what do you think's been going on?
People have been living in there.
Well, listen, I'm not too far away, but I'm telling you right now, I definitely have seen lights on in that window at all hours of the night.
Right. Which is crazy if nobody's there, so if it's vacant.
On Thursday, the County of Monroe Industrial Development Agency, otherwise known as Comida,
right.
Probably not it at all. We'll hold a public hearing about whether to provide tax breaks to the developers. Because they want, here's what they're trying to do. They have this huge, massive hotel that's been boarded up for 4 years, almost five. They want to convert the building into a mixed-use property. So they want it to be hotel rooms, but they also want the other half to be apartments. Then they want it to be a convention space with plenty of restaurants in there. And I'm like, I've seen this movie before. It never ends well. Mixing apartments in with hotel rooms. I don't know. Maybe this is a great idea.
I know.
But it could also be a terrible idea.
Well, so there's this. I always think of this. There's this hotel down in Canandaigua called Hotel Canandaigua. And they have condos at the top. And they're $700,000 condos in a hotel. And I'm like, I don't vibe with that. I just don't vibe with that. I really don't.
The last time I saw something similar to that, Breezy, was when I was in Oakland and people were living in the Extended Stay America Hotel.
Right. Very similar vibes. Very similar vibes.
So this meeting is at 10 a.m. today at the Comida offices. That's going to be at 50 West Main Street in downtown Rochester. They need to come up with a game plan of what they're going to do with that dilapidated building, if you will. The last time I was in there was to celebrate New Year's Eve 2009. And let me tell you, what a nightmare. Wasn't it? What was the old hotel there? Did it used to be the Radisson Hotel? Or was it always Rochester Riverside Hotel?
The Radisson was something different.
It was. So the Rochester Riverside Hotel had this huge New Year's Eve party. They sold too many tickets. Therefore, too many people like myself had nowhere to sit during dinner. So they had us all on the floor near the phone booths. And people were just eating because they also ran out of silverware. Right. It was the worst experience ever. But you know me, I couldn't.
That's why they're no longer in business.
I had to laugh. That's why they boarded it up shore. All right, guys, coming up on the show, 25,000 speeding tickets over the course of 26 days. You will not believe how much money that has resulted in. I'm talking about those DOT cameras. They're getting out of hand in the city.
I have something to say about that. I have a lot to say about it, if I'm being honest. I'm not going to be able to shut up about it.
I know. That's what I'm scared of. But how many of you have actually gotten one of these tickets? We would love to hear from you. 585-252-9800. We'll talk about this coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free and always will be.
25,000 speeding tickets over the course of 26 days. You know how much that resulted in? $1.2 million in fines in less than a month. That's how many people got hit with tickets from those cameras on the expressway. Myself twice already in the course of 2 weeks.
Twice is literally crazy because it's not like you're doing it on purpose, especially since you got one already.
No, I've been very careful.
You know what I mean?
It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Yes, we all know it's a scam. Is it? There are some people who actually 100% deserve to get a ticket, because especially these idiots who fly through a construction zone doing 70 miles an hour when these guys are on the side of the road working.
Yeah.
That I have a problem with. My problem is both of my tickets I received both times were me going 50 on a 40. And the problem I have with that is there's no signs getting onto the expressway telling you anywhere that you need to go 40. Because I get off the off ramp downtown near Clinton, and I have to merge onto 490 East. Well, as soon as I merge onto the expressway, I have to speed up. I can't merge doing 35 when everyone's doing 50.
Right.
Well,
you're going to cause an accident.
And both times, there's no signs posted anywhere when I received a ticket. The first one was for 50. And then a week later, it jumped to 75. And I was in the exact same spot. So I wrote them a message Monday claiming why I'm not paying for it.
Because
you can't issue a ticket to someone saying the speed zone is 40 on the expressway, because the sign might... it might be a mile down the road, but it's not posted anywhere when you actually are getting on 490 from the off ramp.
So that's your experience with that section of 490.
Yeah.
My experience is on the other end. I'm going 490 east or west. It could be, it's actually either side.
You're going towards the city or away?
I got it going towards the city from Victor. So I'm going west.
Yeah.
And they have been doing construction there for quite some time, but it's on both sides. So I have it right in front of me, between like 31F, which is Fairport exit, to 31, Route 31 exit, which is like the Pittsford-Palmyra exit, there's always construction there. And there are clear signs that indicate work zone, higher fines. It says that.
Yeah.
It says that. There is no signage that says what the speed limit is. So I will go the speed, and I obviously slow down. I go down to like, I don't know, 55 is what I got my last ticket for. But they sent me a ticket and said, you were speeding in a work zone. It was 40. You were going 55. Mind you, 490 is 65 in that section. I mean, I know not all sections are 490, but
right,
in that specific section is 65.
That's right.
So I already reduced 10 miles per hour, and there's no signs that say that clearly indicate what you're supposed to be going. So here I am trying to do the right thing, slowing down. And trust me, I've gotten many a tickets in my life. I used to drive. Some may say I do drive very fast, but I would never intentionally do that. And if it's really about keeping your workers safe, which I do believe that they do need to be kept safe. We just saw that story a couple weeks ago of that person who lost their life on I-90. You should be stating You should have a sign on every corner of 490 in the section that they're doing work. I don't care if it's once, twice, three times. It should be plastered everywhere. And you know what it is? They have it on a truck where they have the camera. So you need to see the camera and the speed sign at the exact same time. It's you're already in the hole. You're already doing the wrong thing.
Right, but most people, you're not looking for a camera. It just hits you. You just get in the mail. I don't know. Has anyone been issued a ticket from these cameras, 585-252-9800? You can see them on the side of the road, like Breezy said. They're typically white Jeep Cherokees. They're on the roof of the Jeep. They're parked on the side of the road. Several cameras, and they're just kind of hitting everyone that goes by. And listen, I'm not complaining if the sign says 40. I'll go 40. But like you said, there's no signs posted anywhere when I personally was issued those tickets. So I had this conversation with other people who got tickets in the exact same place I did, and they all said the same thing.
I think it just pisses me off so much because like they're masking the safety of the workers as like, oh, we're going to ticket you because of this and we want everyone to be safe. It is a money grab because if you really wanted them to be safe, you would add 75 signs leading up to the work zone that you're going into a work zone and clearly indicate the speed limit.
Yeah.
It just drives me up a wall because you know what? Who's even, because I was talking to someone the other day too. I don't know who it was, but they said they got a ticket one time and they appealed. Oh, it was yesterday. They appealed it and they didn't even really know because he asked the cop at the moment, like, when was the last time your gun was calibered? You know what I mean? Your radar gun. And
I wouldn't think to ask that.
I guess you can ask that.
Sure.
And it's like, yes, that is a different situation because it's actually a person physically seeing you speeding. This is just a camera. They don't know. Like, how can you actually know?
Well, I don't know. Like, every ticket that's issued, it's a photo of you driving your vehicle with your license plate.
It's not a video.
Since the photo radar project started, I think this was last year, the state issued more than 132,000 tickets with over 44,000 in just Rochester alone. The fines by the end of October last month topped more than $5 million. So yeah, the cities, they're getting some coin off of this for sure.
They're literally using our speeding ticket money to use the money for the renovation of the project of which they're already working on. They don't even have money to be working on the project. I'm honestly just spitballing and I'm projecting right now, but I'm just saying like, they're like, hey, let's just figure it out as we're going along. We'll get money as it comes in when you guys are out on the road.
Well, okay. So this,
I need to have a word with Governor Kathy Hochul. A
couple of weeks ago, there was a gentleman that was issued 5 of these tickets in 1 week. And I'm like, well, at that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Then I'm not driving.
If you know where the cameras are at, I mean, you really just drive past it doing 35. Well, that's dangerous too.
But you're going to cause an accident. Like,
so DOT...
Mad right now.
Wrote a statement, and DOT replied with all the complaints that were coming in. They said there is nothing more important to the New York State Department of Transportation than the safety of our workers and contractors. And together with our partners at the Thruway Authority, we are committed to using every tool at our disposal to keep them safe. And the automated work zone speed monitoring pilot program is part of that effort. And it is intended to protect the lives of our work crews and the traveling public.
All right, we're getting some text on this. Excuse me.
Yeah, that means $5 million by the end of October. That's a lot of money in just tickets. A lot of money. 132,000 tickets.
This person says, I haven't received one, but I've driven through those zones and I just go with the flow of traffic. They're all still driving pretty fast still. So what am I supposed to do? Slam on my brakes and get down to 40 and then cause an accident that way? This person says, I got one of those tickets and appealed it. Still waiting to hear on a response. There was no posted signs to slow down or a clear indication of the speed limit. No workers were around, no construction vehicles whatsoever. So I'm just confused.
Yeah. Well, I think we can all assume at this point, if we see a construction zone, just do 40. That's what it's going to be.
Hell, I'm doing 30.
You know?
I'm doing 30 on the interstate.
Right. So be safe, be mindful of the construction workers, because obviously, like they claim, this is for them, and I get that. If the sign says 40, I'll do 40. And if you're doing 75, like I saw the guy yesterday doing through a construction zone, yeah, the hell with him. He deserves a ticket. But for everyone else, it's just like, this is getting out of hand.
Make it clear. Make it concise. Make it so there's no room for confusion. Like, clearly indicate what you want people to go if it really is for the safety of your New York State authority workers.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So just be safe out there, guys. Be mindful.
I'm so mad. I didn't pay mine. So. There's a warrant out for my arrest.
PXY Mornings. We'll be right back. 98 PXY. Is it too soon to invite her to Thanksgiving dinner? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And that's the question our friend Glenn from Gates is asking. In the words of our girl Breezy, we do love an ambitious king.
We sure do.
I'm going to go ahead and get Glenn on with us this morning to hear the whole situation in detail. Hi, good morning, Glenn.
Hi. Hi, Moose. Good morning.
Hi. So long story short, you need some advice this morning, and for whatever reason, you decided that Breezy and I was your best option.
I did. So pretty much, I was dating a girl, and we recently ended like 6 months ago.
Okay.
But you know how it is. Everything happens for a reason.
Sure.
Because recently, I started dating this new girl, and I really like her, actually.
Okay. What's her name?
Her name is Beth.
Okay.
Is she 100?
Yeah.
What? Is she what?
Is she 100? What?
I like that name. All right, so you started dating Bev.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the situation?
Yeah, so the situation pretty much is our day was just about 2 weeks ago, right? We went and got some beer. I don't know if you've ever been at the place Bill Gray's Tap Room, Gates.
It's just a staple.
Love it. Yeah.
So that's so, where you, is that, was that your first, that's where you guys went for your first date?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And everything was going good, down to earth. We hit it off instantly. Like that kind of date where you meet somebody and like the chemistry is so electric.
We just
hit it off immediately.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's good.
Yeah, the only downfall is she doesn't like garbage plates. Whatever, I'm willing to look past it. So we were hanging out and we were talking about our favorite holidays. And I mentioned mine was Thanksgiving. And I asked her if she had any plans. And she said that she was figuring out with her family.
Okay.
So she asked me what I was doing. And I was just there like, well, I'm waiting to see what you wanted to do. And she was like, oh, that's sweet, but I may be with my family.
Okay.
You were waiting to see what, Glenn, respectfully, like, how long have you known this girl? 2 weeks?
You asked her that? Well, you asked her that on your first date or second date?
I asked her that on our second date.
Okay.
Did she seem enthusiastic about you asking that, or was she just like, I may have plans?
Yeah, she's normal. You know, I didn't sense anything weird. You know, she was just honest about it. She just said she and her family were still figuring things out.
Yeah.
And I just let her know that, you know, that I was just kind of waiting to see whatever her plans were, I guess.
Sure. No, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
To hang out after dinner?
No. I want to ask her if she wants to come and celebrate it with me.
Got it.
That's psychotic.
Okay. No, let me, hey, maybe
really?
Maybe she would be. I don't know. She could very much be interested, Glenn. You got to shoot your shot, buddy.
I've been with people for years. We have not even spent Thanksgiving together.
So are you going to ask her again? What's the follow-up here?
Well, I want to ask her. That's why I called you guys. Like, what do you guys think that I should do? Because I don't want to wait.
I don't know why you called us, Glenn. I'm going to be honest.
I'm going to shoot it to you really straight. We're not going to give you the same answer.
I feel like you could have handled this. Confused. What?
I guess I'm just confused, like, because I don't...
I'm also confused.
That, well... Like, hearing you guys now, I'm kind of a little hesitant about this, because I'm like, I'm shy here. I don't know what to do.
You called us. I don't know how shy you could possibly be, but is it too soon to possibly ask her to spend Thanksgiving? I don't know. I don't know her situation.
Couldn't be sooner.
I don't think so. I mean, doesn't anybody want to hang out with somebody on Thanksgiving?
Why don't we just call her live on the air and ask her? Why don't you just ask her?
I don't
know. I'm freaking nervous right now. I don't want her to get mad at me for putting her on the spot. You guys think, I mean, I don't.
I'm just kidding.
It's a horrible idea.
Glenn.
I would if you guys think I should.
I'm not stopping you if you want to do.
I'm not blood on my hands, so absolutely not. But it's your choice, ultimately, at the end of the day.
Listen, I appreciate any help, really, at this point, and I really like this girl, so.
Well, yes, I understand
so
that.
So let's sabotage it. Give us her number.
Glenn, I'm going to be honest with you. I've done this long enough to know this can go in two directions. She says yes, you celebrate Thanksgiving together, you live happily ever after. Or she's thrown off, you make her uncomfortable, and she ghosts you. Are you willing to roll the dice if we call her live on the air after the break and you ask her to spend Thanksgiving with you, even though you've been on two very casual dates?
Let's do it. You seem all in.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she's gonna like it.
Yeah. Oh, you do? Okay, that's fine with me if that's what you want to do.
It's Thanksgiving. It's the holidays. I mean, what? It's not a big deal. You know, it's just a phone call.
That's whatever
you have to tell yourself to go through with it. Give us the digits.
Are you 100% sure? Because Breezy and I were not liable for whatever goes down. You have to say
especially
yes.
Especially me.
Say, I, Glenn from Gates, give you full permission to call her live on the air so I can ask her to Thanksgiving.
I, Glenn from Gates, give you guys permission to call her up so that I can ask her out on Thanksgiving.
That's a horrible idea.
Okay. All right. We're going to do this coming up next after the break. We're going to call, what's her name, Bev? And Glenn, you're going to ask her to Thanksgiving dinner live on the air.
Man, here it goes. I'm nervous and excited. I wish you guys could see me right
now.
Yeah,
I'm not either of those things.
All right, stay there, Glenn. We'll be right back.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
This is absolutely insane, very intense. Two contract worker employees were very injured yesterday when a fire broke out at RIT's campus. They're redoing the entire stadium there. It's all under construction. It's been a major project for quite some time. It all happened yesterday morning. The Henrietta Fire District received a call for explosions and a fire on the roof of the RIT Tigers Stadium around 8:30 in the morning yesterday. I'm looking at the pictures. It was brutal. Firefighters found flames coming from the roof and they evacuated the remaining workers in the building while fighting the fire. According to the chief fireman, they had it under control in just about 20 minutes, but those two people were severely injured. There's no further information on like what exactly caused this or how it happened, but it was a lot worse than it looked in the photos. I mean, there was a lot of black smoke, a lot of clouds. They said it was a smaller fire, but nevertheless, people were injured. And that's definitely going to set them back when it comes to construction.
That's heartbreaking. Yeah. I'm glad everybody's okay for the most part. Yeah. I don't know the situation right now and the condition the other two are in, but I saw a lot of people on social media yesterday posting photos of that fire from their office buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad.
Very much so. So more to come on that, but it's like you're just trying to improve the campus. You're just trying to give these kids, young adults, the best place for them to play sports and hang out, and something like this happens. It's tragic.
Yeah. Coming up on the show, if you missed it, we're going to get our boy Glenn back on the phone with us to call the girl he has been on two very casual dates with to ask her to Thanksgiving dinner. If you missed that call, here's a clip of Glenn from earlier on the show.
And we were talking about Thanksgiving, and I asked her if she had any plans, and she said that she was figuring out with her family.
Okay.
So she asked me what I was doing, and I was just there like, well, I'm waiting to see what you wanted to do. And she was like, oh, that's sweet, but I may be with my family.
Okay.
Glenn, respectfully, like, how long have you known this girl? 2 weeks?
I asked her that on our second date.
To hang out after dinner?
No. I want to ask her if she wants to come and celebrate it with me.
Got it.
That's psychotic.
Now, we explained to him this can go in a number of directions, right. But he 100% is ready to roll the dice because, as we know, Thanksgiving is only 2 weeks from today. We'll get Glenn on with us to call his very special lady friend and ask her to Thanksgiving dinner coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, this is the moment of truth right here. Everyone has been extremely patient and on the edge of their seats for the last, I don't know, 35 minutes.
I don't think we should do this.
We have no other choice. Glenn is back on the phone with us. So earlier, he called the show. He told us about his new special lady friend and has doubts on whether or not he should ask this girl he's been on two very casual dates with to Thanksgiving dinner. So I sarcastically mentioned you should call her live on the air. And he was like, yeah, let's do
it. He's like, let's send it. I'm like, please no. And Moose is like, well, he's asking for it. I'm like,
If you missed a clip of the call with Glenn from earlier, take a listen.
And we were talking about Thanksgiving, and I asked her if she had any plans. And she said that she was figuring out with her family.
Okay.
So she asked me what I was doing, and I was just there like, well, I'm waiting to see what you wanted to do. And she was like, oh, that's sweet, but I may be with my family.
Okay.
Glenn, respectfully, like, how long have you known this girl? 2 weeks?
I asked her that on our second date.
To hang out after dinner?
No. I want to ask her if she wants to come and celebrate it with me.
Got it.
That's psychotic.
Okay, so we know how Breezy feels on
this.
Now, I'm going to just go ahead. For those of you who missed it, I want to point out that Breezy and I made it clear this can go in two directions. She says yes, and Glenn and her celebrate Thanksgiving together, live happily ever after, or she is thrown off. Glenn makes her uncomfortable. She ghosts him. All right, let's get this done. Let's get our boy Glenn back on the phone with us. Glenn, are you still willing to roll the dice if you call her up this morning?
Just do it already so that before I change my mind.
Okay.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
All right, let's give me a second here. Let me dial her up.
Oh my God. This is... I can't believe this is happening.
You wanted to do it.
Hello?
Hi, Bev.
Hi, Glenn.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Well, I was wondering if you wanted to come over for Thanksgiving dinner. And also, really quick, I just want to let you know you're live on the radio with Moose and Breezy. You're on PXY.
Probably should have led with that.
Yeah, we probably should have led with that. Hi, Bev. Good morning.
Hi, Bev.
Good morning, I guess. What's happening here? It's so early. Like, I literally just got up.
So, Bev, what's going on is just to fill you in real quick. Glenn called us this morning, and he's in a predicament. He wanted to ask you to Thanksgiving dinner. You guys have been on how many dates together?
Two dates.
Right.
And he's very interested in asking if you would be willing to join him for Thanksgiving dinner, which is 2 weeks from today. So go ahead, take it away, Glenn.
Yeah, so basically, I like you a lot. And, you know, we've been hanging out for a bit now. So I just, you know.
Two dates.
Glenn, we've been on two dates. And mm-hmm. You know what? I don't even want to be on the radio right now. I got to.
No, I know, but I'll be quick. Okay, do you want to celebrate Thanksgiving with me and my family?
That's literally something you could have just texted me. I mean, that's nice, don't get me wrong, but, you know, I want to be with my family, you know?
Oh,
but thank
yeah,
you
okay.
for the invite.
No, okay, well, maybe after or something, or yeah. okay, you don't have to be rushed or anything.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie.
Listen, I really got to go. Like I said, I just woke up. I got to go get ready for work. Just text
right.
me later, okay? Like, I'm sorry. I
okay,
have to
no
go, guys.
Problem. Okay, I'll call you. I'll call you now.
What?
No, don't call me. Just text me. I have to get ready for work, but thank you for thinking
yeah.
of me.
Okay.
I'm just so confused. I'm yeah. sorry, guys. I
no,
gotta
it's
go.
Okay. Bye, Bev. Bev. All right, bye, Bev.
Glenn, to be honest, you're never going to hear
early.
From that. You're never going to hear from that woman again.
How do you think that went, Glenn?
I'm confused. Is it just too early for her, you think? Or maybe she just didn't like that I called her? Which one?
Too early in the morning or too early in your relationship? Because I'm going to argue both.
I honestly think that went pretty well.
I don't.
Yeah, right?
Are you guys like, sharing one brain cell? That was horrible. That couldn't have gone worse. What is happening?
I just think she's not a morning person. Like, if
Glenn,
I just text
you're
her,
delusional.
Not,
you're yeah. making up excuses to make yourself feel better. This was a horrible idea. I don't know how we even got here. It's too early for
Glenn,
me, too.
Glenn, I know. Glenn wanted to do it. I told you, Glenn, it probably wasn't the best idea. But hey.
So what do I do now?
Just, I would call her like she asked.
I would okay. actually okay. never do that again. I would actually okay. let sleeping dogs
no,
lie.
No, listen, Glenn. You rolled mm-hmm. the dice on this, buddy, and I want you to know I'm proud of you. You got to shoot your
Thank
shot.
You
and maybe
Thank
it was a little too early, but follow up with her later tonight. Mm-hmm. Don't do it now. She's getting ready for work.
Right.
Do it in a text
so, like,
form.
So, like,
do it tonight. Text her. All right? All right. Thanks for calling, man. Good luck. Hey,
thank you, guys.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I can't.
All right, that went.
That was the worst thing that's ever happened.
Listen, I'll be honest with you, and I don't say this too often, but that did make me a little uncomfortable.
It was uncomfortable from the moment we answered the call.
Does anybody else need any favors this morning?
We can ruin your life with one phone call.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. 51 for the high today. Would you put up with really, really bad sex if the rest of the relationship was outstanding? Now, 5 months ago, 5 months ago today, we had my dear friend Chris on with us, who was just struggling in his relationship. Mm-hmm. Everything was great. She had all the qualities he's ever wanted in a woman. She... just head over heels for
yeah.
her, but worst sex he's ever had.
Yikers.
So we took a poll back in June on what Chris should do, break up or work it out. And this really was kind of 50-50. Take
right.
a listen to the clip of the original call from back in June with my buddy Chris.
The whole situation in the bedroom, it's kind of terrible. You know, she kind of lays there like a dead fish and, you know, it's honestly quite uncomfortable for me. So, you know, I always ask her if everything is okay. And she's like, yeah, it's amazing. And I'm like,
so, yeah,
well, why
it.
Do I feel like you're holding your breath?
Oh, my God.
She's holding her breath while you guys are intimate?
Yeah, sometimes that's what it feels like.
Oh, my Lord. That's a tough scene right there.
It really is.
So we had people say that, Chris, it's over. You can't fix it. While others said this is totally worth trying to fix.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the poor girl has faced some trauma. We don't know anything about it. But if I remember correctly, like you just heard, yes, Chris was concerned that she was laying there like a dead fish. So let me get him on with us to get a 5 month follow up of where they are today with their relationship. Chris, are you there, buddy?
What's up?
I love it.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Hey,
what up, King?
Thanks for jumping back on with us, man. So, people were asking in the last couple months, what happened to your buddy Chris? And I'm like, this is perfect. We talked to you last on June 14th, and here we are exactly 5 months later. What's the situation with your girlfriend, Abigail?
Since then, Abigail and I decided to part ways.
Yeah, we kind of figured that was going to happen.
Oh.
Yeah, it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out.
Yeah.
Can we be a little bit more sensitive towards Chris?
Sorry. Are you okay?
Yeah, you know.
Or have you
I'm
fired
okay.
up the BetterHelp subscription yet?
You know, it's a little unfortunate, but I will say it wasn't for a lack of trying on my part.
No, for sure. You sounded, when we last talked to you, all in.
Yeah. What happened? Because did you bring this up to her?
I did. So, you know, I told her I was willing to be extremely patient and work with her on whatever she needed because our relationship, all kidding aside, really was pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but everything in the bedroom was just so off, you know? I mean, you guys remember what we talked about.
Why don't you get everyone up to speed?
Well, the sex was just terrible.
To put it super lightly.
Yeah, I think Moose said last time, you know, when you get to a point in your relationship where you got a pound of Celsius before having sex with your girlfriend, there's a problem.
Yeah.
I did.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
He'd say that, didn't he? It's wild.
Yeah, you know, so I...
Which you were having to do, all kidding aside.
Yeah, no, I was. It's true. That's, you know, it was great advice.
He wasn't that off base.
Did she know you were pounding energy drinks before being intimate with her?
No, I was kind of hiding that from her. It's not like I was doing it in front of her.
Bro, let's call it a spade a spade. I'm sure she could feel your heart racing. So there's that.
And it wasn't from the sex.
No.
Because you put it, there were times, I remember you sharing this with us in June, where she laid there like a pillow.
Yeah.
And she would hold her breath. Was that the case?
Yes, she would hold her breath. And, you know, I didn't know what was going on. So when I spoke to her, I asked her if there was any, you know, trauma going on in her life or something that may have happened in the past that she wanted to share with me. And she said no.
That was very sensitive of you.
And on top of that, she also said, this sex was great, and please stop bringing it up.
Oh.
Which was weird for me because it was really confusing, and I really wanted to say back to her, the sex was great with who?
OT. OT, Chris. That's absolute tea. Yeah, you know, in the lesbian world, we call her a pillow princess. So there's that.
Yeah, so, okay, so Chris, back to the whole pillow princess talk. When did you actually part ways? Because we last talked to you in June about this, and you guys split up when?
A couple months later. You know, there was one night, though, where we just connected so well and had, like, an awesome date, and we ended up being intimate that night, and it was actually pretty amazing. Not once was she like, ouch, 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 or stop.
The ouch.
You know, and because that was one of the things that she, you know, she did when we were being intimate. And just from that alone, I was like, you know, this relationship has a shot. And literally, like a week later goes by, and she says that she wants out of the relationship.
Wait, she's the one that broke it off?
She actually broke up with me. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't. You failed to mention that part, Chris.
Yeah, you didn't lead with that at all.
Sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. So, is this something you want to try to see if this is something you can work out with her, or it's done. You guys are over with.
No, I think we tried everything. I think I got to a point where I was just, so exhausted.
Yeah.
Not from a lack of sex, but just in general playing the guessing game with her. So, needless to say, it ended, and I'm back on Hinge.
Oh, that took 3 days. Perfect, Christopher, sweetie. I want to just be fully transparent. How are the matches looking?
They're looking pretty good. They're looking pretty good.
Have you been intimate with anyone since Abigail?
No comment.
Don't worry, we're not going to put you in the hot seat, just out of curiosity. Out of the people you've been intimate with, would you say it's been better than the intimacy you shared with Abigail?
100%. And not to throw shade at Abigail or anything, but I don't have to pound an energy drink before going in the bedroom. You know what I mean?
Right, that's important, yeah. Right.
Yeah, not shady at all.
Well, dude, thank you so much. I'm glad, as long as you're happy, man. I'm sorry it didn't work out, but like you said, it wasn't for lack of trying on your part.
Right, it wasn't.
Last time we talked to you in June, a lot of people were questioning on whether or not this was your deal. The reason why the sex was so bad, it was most likely she was suffering from trauma or you were doing something wrong.
Right.
And you're basically saying that's not the case at all.
Correct. I mean, I feel like I tried everything I could to, make this relationship work.
Yeah. That's all you can do.
In and out of the bedroom. So sometimes it just doesn't work,
Yeah.
That's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes, Chris. We're so happy for you, though. I mean, onwards and upwards, buddy. Nothing but good vibes from here on out. And amazing sex.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, Breezy and Moose. Thank you guys for all the advice. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
We gave you none.
We didn't do literally a thing but make fun of you. But thank you so much for the time.
We gave you none. All right, Chris, we'll be in touch, man. I'll give you a call after the show.
All right, sounds good. Hey, wait, one more thing. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to let you guys know that, from my more recent experience, I have had no complaints about what I'm doing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
We didn't ask, but thank you so much for clarifying that.
Thanks for adding that in there, buddy.
These are your friends, Moose, not mine, so we'll let him go.
I know. All right, bye, Chris.
Take care.
Okay, I love him. Sarah just texted in and said, I remember you guys talking about this months back, and I was one of the people who was very adamant about him working it out, and now after this call, I think maybe it just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah,
that will happen.
This person says, I'm not going to lie, I was hating on Chris. I thought he was just bad at sex, and then she was too scared to tell him, but I legit think she just didn't like him.
I didn't realize she broke up with him.
As a woman, when you don't like someone or feel something, it's really hard to be intimate.
100%. I think that goes both ways. maybe not. Oh, by the way, we got a listener that just texted in and said, Moose, your friend Chris sounds hot. He is. He's a very good-looking guy.
Literally him coming on the show, he's like, I want to give an update. He's soliciting for other women.
So. No. Do you like guys who are 5'3"? Little Shaboozy on PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. This is your chance to be heard. There are plans for the $61 million makeover of the Rochester Riverside Hotel. That's the hotel on East Main Street. Been boarded up since 2020. You can't miss that old, beautiful crack house downtown. Big pink building.
I think we should call it a crack house.
Well, on Thursday, the Monroe County, the County of Monroe Industrial Development Agency, who I like to call COMIDA, will hold...
making up words.
They're going to hold a public hearing about whether to provide tax breaks to the developers. The only thing I question about this, I love that they're trying to fix up a lot of these old dilapidated buildings because, like I said, that's been boarded up for almost the last 5 years. They want to convert this building into a mixed-use property. So they want it to be hotel rooms, apartments, convention space, and restaurants.
It's like a one-stop shop.
Is it a recipe for disaster, though, if they were to do that? Do people who own some of the or even rent appreciate sharing it with people who use it as a hotel at the same time? And I know there's my buddy and used to, when I was in Hollywood, used to live at the W Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
They had rooms for rent there. But I'm like, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I could not live in a hotel. That same thing down in Canandaigua, the Hotel Canandaigua, they have $700,000 condos at the top of the building. But you have to go through, I mean, you don't, I guess there's probably a separate entrance, but like you have to get up there somehow.
Yeah, that's what I know.
Going through the hotel.
Well, here's the thing. And every hotel has a bar. And
that's what I'm saying.
Also like, very tempting to be down there every night, hanging out.
And you're meaning to tell me like there's a separate gym and amenities like...
Yeah, of course. It's all separated.
But I don't know.
You know what? If they're going to do it, hey, it's better than it just sitting there being boarded up. I know I don't live too far from there, but I've seen 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning lights and that hotel's still on. So you know people are most likely transients living inside there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a possibility. Yep. The meeting is going to be at 10 a.m. this morning. That's going to be at the County of Monroe Industrial Development Agency. Those offices are at 50 West Main Street in downtown Rochester. So I'm very interested to see what they come up with.
Right.
Coming up on the show, did any of you last night, I know Breezy, you did, go see our girl Teresa Caputo? The Long Island medium, she was at the Kodak Center.
Mm-hmm, she was. We had her on the show a couple weeks back, and it was an experience, I will say that.
Yeah.
It was Teresa Caputo Live, the experience.
I'm so interested in hearing why it was so emotional for so many people that went.
It was wild. If you were there last night, 585-252-9800, you want to hear your experience and your reaction to it. But I will share what happened and every story that was told coming up next.
98PXY, see her live.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. How many of you went to go see Teresa Caputo last night at the Kodak Center talking about the Long Island medium?
It was insane. We did have her on the show a couple weeks back to promote her show at the Kodak Center.
Yep.
That obviously was last night. A lot of people showed up and showed out. And it was... needless to say, an experience.
You know, I asked her on the phone, what can people expect who have never been to one of your shows? And she said, a wide range of emotions. You'll be at the edge of your seat. There's going to be a lot of tears. There's definitely going to be some laughter because she's very
hilarious. Yeah.
Did you shed tears last night?
I was sobbing.
Really?
Yes.
About why?
So... let's walk through the entire experience, right? So, I got tickets through her PR person because we did the interview. You obviously didn't have the opportunity to go, so I gave them away to some listeners.
Okay,
which was really fun. We all sat together, and she comes. Well, first of all, the first thing that kind of threw me off was we all stood up for the national anthem before she even came out.
Really?
Which was wild.
Okay, I love that.
So my girlfriend's like, okay. So we're all like standing for the national anthem, whatever. She comes out. Her hair is obviously touching the ceiling, like so big.
It's very high.
So big.
Very high.
And she's wearing this like full sequence dress with the droopy sleeves and like the feathers. It was like, it was crazy.
So
and
for
I was
her,
like, drop the link, Teresa.
Total production.
Total production. And she's standing on the stage and she has lights behind her and all this stuff. She gives the rundown like, hey, this is who I am. This is what I do. This is how tonight's going to go, blah, blah, blah. So after her spiel, she walks off to, she starts going to the right of the stage and then she automatically pivots and goes left. She comes down into the crowd and she has herself, her mic's on her face, and she has two cameramen because it's projecting onto the screen so everyone can see because she's in the audience. You know what I mean? So she just starts asking. She goes to the general area of which the loved one is who has deceased loved one who has passed. And she starts asking, like, who is deceased from a surgery that went wrong?
So somebody had a surgery, passed away from it.
Yeah, unexpectedly. Like it was elective or it didn't need to happen or whatever. And like four people raised their hand, okay? And then she like narrows it down to more specific details. And then someone like actually claims it. And the people who thought it was for them are like low key disappointed because they're like,
right, they want a reading
for me.
Yeah, of course.
She did an amazing job because there were like everyone there for those people. She just had to kind of weave in and out of who was for what and what was for what message was for which person or which fan.
Yeah, listen, I can't imagine you would attend a show like this if you weren't a believer, because you have to walk into something like this completely open-minded.
But on the other hand, Moose, there were people there who weren't believers, oh, and yeah, they left believers.
Of course, they a lot of people want proof. If I see it, I'll believe it. Probably last night was a great example of that, because she's been around a long time, the Long Island Medium. Did you get a chance to talk with her?
No. We weren't close, like on the floor to where she was doing readings, but it was so I'll go on to the next. One of the most impactful ones for me was this older woman. She was a grandmother, and she was kind of like in the back of the theater, and she, like, Teresa walks right over to her and literally stands right there, and she's like, "Who are you?" And she didn't say who are you, but she basically was like, knew everything about her grandson who had passed. There's an ongoing investigation, let's just say that, because she made it very clear. She's like, if a case is open or it's an ongoing investigation, I can't tell you what exactly happened, because like I'm not getting involved in legal police work and things like that, but I will relay the messages from your deceased loved ones. So it was the Mima's grandson.
Yeah, she was probably just a wreck.
It was so emotional. My girlfriend and I dipped a little early because it was 9:45. I have to work. Like, I didn't want to be stuck in traffic. And I, like, could not pull myself out of the theater. And it was just so validating for her, because they were talking amongst, you know, themselves, and then everyone was hearing, because they have microphones, about how Mima, like, did not want her grandson to go out that day or that night. It all
so this
happened.
Was total tragic.
She had a gut feeling something was wrong, and obviously he lost his life. And she said to her, Teresa said to Mima, she was like, "You weren't going to come tonight, were you?" And she's like, "No, I don't really believe in this stuff. Like, my grandson wasn't really religious. Like, not that it has to be religious, but there is some tie to, like, spirits and religion, whatever that is that you practice." It was, she was an absolute wreck, rightfully so. Like, she's getting all these clarification and messages and just, like, closure. And it was so beautiful to see, because honestly, when you're sitting in that theater, even if you're not getting a reading, it was so beautiful to see someone physically have, like, a weight lifted off there. You could just see them healing right in front of your eyes.
Yeah, it's amazing to see. Especially, like you said, if you walked in there last night, we're talking about Teresa Caputo, the Long Island Medium, was at the Kodak Center. If you're not a believer and you went in there last night, majority of people walked away a total believer. And she's not cheap either. I mean, you can get a personal reading with her. I think it's a couple $100 for maybe a half hour session.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been doing this a long time. Where was her show, TLC?
So she was on TLC for a minute, and she just switched over to Lifetime. So she's been on the air for well over a decade. And it was just really, this is my second time seeing her live. I saw her 10 years ago in Elmira. So random.
Yeah. If you don't know what she looks like, she basically is the female version of Dog the Bounty Hunter. That's...
She gives me, like, Dolly Parton vibes, for sure.
Very bleach blonde hair, very high.
Very high.
She's
like, it kind of low-key looks like a mullet, but, like, pop off, Teresa.
That's right. She's doing her thing.
It was just really cool. And if you don't believe in mediums, and you don't believe in what goes on in the afterlife or spirits, I would highly encourage you to just test your mind a little bit. Go to something like this. And if you're still going to sit there and be like, "She Googled everything." Yeah, she Googled everyone in the theater. Like, who has the time? She Googled everyone in the theater and all their loved ones that they've ever met, ever. It's like, I don't know. It's just why. There's no way. There's just no way.
People have a gift and they make a buttload of money using it. I'm no shade at Teresa Caputo. No. She's doing her thing. I'm glad you enjoyed the show, and I hope you guys did too, whoever went last night.
It was amazing.
To go see her. It's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Take Moose and Breezy with you and listen to and follow PXY Mornings in the free Odyssey app.
The number one hit music station.
My husband told me I need to stop nursing in front of our 6-year-old son. It is not appropriate.
Okay.
Now, that's the message we got from a listener who has asked to remain anonymous for parental this morning. And that's fine. Just looking for some honest opinions on this topic. And the message that we got says, good morning. This message is for Moose and Breezy on PXY for their parental segment. I was hoping for honest opinions from parents, especially moms, when it comes to breastfeeding in front of older children. Now, I have a 6-year-old son, and I've breastfed the newborn in front of him since day one, and my husband has a ridiculous request that this no longer should be happening. He wants me to stop nursing in front of our older son. His reasoning is that it's not appropriate to do so, especially in front of another child. I feel like my own husband is sexualizing breastfeeding.
Yeah, low-key.
Has anyone ever been with someone who has made this type of request? Now, my concerns are, is this damaging to my 6-year-old son in some way? If he talks about how I am breastfeeding his brother in front of him to others, will they think I'm being inappropriate and, at best, judge me? I can't imagine staying at home, being a primary caregiver, and having the stress over not nursing in front of your toddler. Even if I use a cover, and that's assuming the baby even accepts a cover, should I be making an effort to cover up at the very least in front of him or continue to feed without any worry? I would like to hear thoughts and opinions on this. Thank you guys so much.
How old was the son again?
6.
I like showered with my mom until that age. Like, you know what I like? Is that weird to say?
No, I don't think it's weird. Like, I was constantly showering at the YMCA with just anyone.
You're like, still am. That's so bizarre to me.
I got to hear from our listeners, especially moms on this one. 585-252-9800. You can call us or text us.
Not the husband being jealous.
This seems odd,
it's
though.
It's strange.
It's a very odd request. It is. And this almost reminds me of the request we got last Friday on the show. We had parental segment of a mom that was upset because her daughter, who's an infant, was taking swimming lessons at the YMCA while the ex forgot the bathing suit. So the toddler had to go in the pool with just a diaper. And the ex, he had a very big issue with this because her chest was exposed. Yeah. It's like, you can't even tell what gender this child is at 10 months old. Right. So what? But are they sexualizing this kid? So you guys let me know. Texts are already coming in. But this is really, I'm not a parent, but I would never ask of this from my significant other. It's just an odd request.
Also, this should be more of a conversation than a him requesting something. That is the most bizarre thing ever to me. I don't understand why he's making it a big deal. I think it should be more of a topic of like, hey, at what age is our son going to like stop seeing us naked and stop? Like, it's not even just her. It's both of them.
No, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
I think it should have been more of a conversation than a, like, you're going to do this.
I think Andrea texted in first and says, I would show him the door immediately. I hate men like this who think they have a say in what a woman does with her body. You're feeding your son. Unless he wants to take his bra off and do it himself, tell him to exit quietly. All right. Wow. Show him the door. Let me get to some phone calls coming in. I have Anita on line 3. What's up, Anita?
Hey, I agree. I agree with Breezy, especially about, like, you know, she said, oh, I showered with my mom. Like, if you don't make it weird, it's not going to be weird.
100%.
You know, like.
100%.
This should be something that is, like, normalized, because I feel like too many people think of it, like you said, like, sexually. It's not that. It's. This is a normal human.
It's weird that you're making it sexual. You know what I mean? Like, why are you? You're the only one thinking about it. You got to flip it on them and be like, honestly, you're kind of weird for this.
Well, I agree.
Isn't that? Listen. Isn't that what a woman's boobs are for? To feed, to nurse, right?
What?
I'm not trying to make it work, but I'm not trying to
for
make it weird.
Whom?
I'm saying for kids, though. Like, for a time, that's what she's using.
That is a normal, yeah.
I'm just saying, you know?
Listen, animals do it. Like, this is a normal thing. Mm-hmm. It's the time that people start realizing, like, this is a normal thing. Mm-hmm. Either get with it or see you later. Like,
right.
Especially for her child. Like, he should grow up knowing that that's a norm. And then he'll never think that's weird. He won't be like that husband.
All right. Right. Anita, let me ask you something. If this was your husband and you were feeding your toddler, if you were nursing, and you were doing it in front of your older son or daughter, how would you handle the situation?
I would say, I think you're ridiculous. And I think that it's the same thing, like I said from the beginning, if you're making it weird, it's going to be weird.
Right.
If you make it like it's no big deal, they're not going to think it's a big deal.
Got it.
At all. It's all like going to be a normal part of your life. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, don't make it weird for these kids.
You're making
it weird. Do not
it
make
weird.
It weird. Thanks for the call, Anita. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Renee says, I nurse in front of my 11-year-old stepdaughter. And I said the day we got home, I will not be covering in my own house, and she will have to get comfortable with me doing what my body was created to do.
Right. 100%.
Matt says, ask him to stop eating meals in front of your 6-year-old. He is literally asking the same thing of you and your newborn.
Wait, what?
So basically turning around on him.
Right. Like,
well, then you don't eat in front of our 6-year-old son.
Right. Right. Oh, that is true. Yeah, I get what they're saying with that. I just, yeah, I'm really kind of weirded out.
The only
by
thing
this.
that's weird to me when women do this is when they throw it all over social media, because that was, for whatever reason, I don't know why, it was showing up on my algorithm a
right.
lot.
He has no idea why.
I'm telling you.
Right,
I had to keep clicking on these posts and being like, I'm not interested. I don't know who
goes
this
and searches it.
This listener is, but they just responded with, I don't know if there are cultural implications here, but assuming not, this is absolutely ridiculous. I nurse in front of my toddler all the time. She's never batted an eye. Kids don't see breasts as sexual. That's how adults are conditioned to see them. Kind of like your husband. I agree with that caller, Anita. Don't make it weird.
Right.
Your husband is distinguishedly, no, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Your husband is disgustingly ignorant, and I would just tell him no and move on. Yeah. I mean, this is a hot button for a lot of people, especially women.
Right.
Being told that you can't nurse in front of an older child or you got to cover up in your own home, yeah, I could see why that would be triggering. Jackie says, if my husband told me not to breastfeed my 9-month-old in front of my 3-year-old, I would find a new husband. What possible reason has he got for such a ridiculous request? It's bizarre. Please tell this mom, whoever messaged in, to keep doing what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I know she's listening too. So to the anonymous mom that wrote that message for parental this morning, we thank you.
We salute you.
Yeah. It's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break. 585-252-9800 right now for Sebastian Maniscalco tickets. You want them? You got them? We're looking for caller 8. The show is tomorrow night at Blue Cross Arena. Good luck.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
All right, we got to give away these tickets for Sebastian Maniscalco. 585-252-9800 is the number to call. We were looking for caller 8.
Mm-hmm.
When is the show, Breeze?
It is tomorrow night at the Blue Cross Arena.
All right, let's get into it. PXY. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. Are you calling for Sebastian Maniscalco tickets?
I am.
Well, I have good news for you. You're caller 8! You're going to the show! Nice job.
Yes, you are.
Who are you taking with you?
Probably my mom.
Are you a huge Sebastian fan?
Yeah, he's so funny. I love watching him on YouTube and on, I'm so sorry. I'm so excited. I love watching him on TikTok.
Yes.
And good all stuff, of his Netflix stuff. Specials. We love that. Well, the show is tomorrow night at the Blue Cross Arena. We got more chances for you guys to win coming up for Can't Beat Breezy later in the show. Make sure you guys listen to win. Crystal?
Yeah.
Have fun at the show.
Thank you.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
All right, time to spit some hot fire this morning. The show is coming to a close in the next half hour. We might as well get whatever we need to get off our chest right now.
Let's send it, shall we?
All right, 585-252-9800. This person weighed in and said, I think people need to stop overhyping Crumble cookies. It's an overpriced pile of sugar. There, I said it. Yes, but it's my pile of sugar. Do you remember when I sent the last intern?
Yeah, Claire Bear.
The middle of the show, I said, Claire, go get Crumble cookies. And she left for like 4 hours.
Yeah, she came back at 1. We were like home. I was like, Claire, we're home now.
I hope you enjoyed your cookies. They are good, though. I'll give them that.
Oh, gosh. I've only had them that one time with you. That's not true. I had them maybe one other time before that, but... Yeah, I don't dabble in Crumble often.
I know you do not.
But they are good.
They are good.
I guess that person doesn't agree, but that's okay.
I have a hot take today. If you haven't tried a Big Mac yet, you're not American. There, I said it.
Well, then I am not American. Why? What are we waiting for? Oh, the E. coli. To clear up.
No.
Yes. That's what I was waiting for.
Okay, no. I know, for those of you who don't know.
It was so suspicious that President Donald Trump went and worked there, and then 2 days later, there was a huge E. coli breakout.
Well,
I'm not saying anything's linked. I'm just saying.
Breezy is now, you're 30 years old. You've never tried a Big Mac in your life.
Never, not once.
Because you're a nuggy girl. You like the nugs.
I love the nugs.
You like the dipping sauces.
Don't be listening to this thinking I'm above McDonald's. That's not true. So, I'm just a nug girl.
I want to introduce you to your first Big Mac. I know where I was when I had my first Big Mac. It was in the back of my parents' minivan. I was 9 years old, and that's when I became a man. No more Happy Meals for this kid. No. Who else we got
Even
here?
Even though McDonald's now is so expensive. You can go get 10 nuggets and like a large fry, and they're like, $23? I'm like, I'm actually so good. Peels out of the drive-thru. I'm so good.
Lori says, if your boyfriend can't propose to you after 1 year of dating, leave his ass.
Okay, let's not rush into things, shall we?
Lori, you don't think 1 year, there's no finish line here. Why are you sprinting?
I know. Like, what?
You got to take your time on these things.
Mine for today is this. I've come to this realization after I've been on a kind of weird power trip with this apartment.
Yeah.
And because I got over like 50 messages for it because... Obviously, it's the best apartment in the city.
Okay.
I just feel like there's a difference between being a kiss ass and just being a kind human being. The person I ended up giving it to showed ambition, interest, kindness. You know, he followed through.
Oh, he did.
He did.
How much money did he give you? Just be
that
honest.
Doesn't matter. We're just not be talking transparent about, we're here. We're not talking about that right now.
There was some sort of exchange involved.
Anyways, he's a good kid. And he reminded me a lot of myself.
Right. Yeah.
So
thank you.
I saw
that.
Myself in him.
Yeah.
So
whoever bribes you the hardest, that's...
It's not true. He just... I think that kindness goes a long way. There, I said it.
By the way, I just was brought to my attention. I remembered that the Taylor Swift Eras Tour is tonight in Toronto.
How could you forget?
We gave those tickets away a year ago. That finally creeped up on us. That show is tonight. How many of you are reselling your tickets for $30,000?
My friend just said that her friend resold her tickets. She ended up making 21 grand.
Come on. Real?
Yeah.
That is wild. Man, talk about an easy payday.
She sold them for $7,000 a piece.
What's up, Carly? If you allow your 12-year-old daughter to wear makeup and perfume, then I'm sorry, but you're a bad parent. There, I said it. just give them a spray tan and whiten their teeth while you're at it. This isn't a beauty pageant.
Oh, gosh. Okay, here we go. This person says, actually, you should date and maybe even live together for like 5 years before you decide if you really want to get married. Really get to know someone in those 5 years. This may solve a lot of failed marriages.
What if you're... Did anyone watch The Golden Bachelorette last night?
Can't say I did.
What was her name?
I think it's like Joni or something.
God, I watched the 2-hour special. I don't know how I'm forgetting.
Are you joking?
What's her name?
It's Joan.
I want to say Gail.
It's Joan.
Anyway, she picked Big Chuck, and the other guy was just devastated.
Did he cry?
Oh, like you wouldn't believe. He weeped, Breezy.
Joan gets engaged to Chuck.
Big Chuck, yeah, in the house.
Why is his name spelled C-H-O-C-K? Chalk. Joan got engaged to Chalk.
What's up, Carly? I just did that one. Let's go to Bill. Moose, tell your girl Breezy to stop hating on IPAs. They're delicious if you drink the right ones. Oh, yes, I know.
Not just an IPA, double IPA.
Get that hazy IPA, brother. Yeah. I want to feel like I ate a loaf of bread.
I'll take a Hayburner, brother.
So mine for today is, aside from the Big Mac thing, I have a friend.
I know, you did like 5.
That changes their accent whenever they speak to someone who also might have somewhat of an accent. And everyone always questions why he does it. And it's so cringe. If you do this, you're embarrassing yourself. There, I said it.
You are a spineless, soulless individual. Okay, sorry, that was
really,
really aggressive. Really that wrong. Really didn't need to be said.
No.
But these things happen.
Do you think we should give away more tickets? I feel like
we should.
I mean, the show's tomorrow. How much longer can we wait?
It's giving Santa. Let's do it.
All right. 585-252-9800. We got another pair of Sebastian Maniscalco tickets on the line here. It's just burning a hole through my back pocket. You want them? You got to beat Breezy for Can't Beat Breezy in 5 pop culture trivia questions. What's your record right now? It's 2-10.
Yeah.
I've been keeping score.
I'm crushing it.
If you tie her, you automatically win. That's the rules. 5 questions. Can't Beat Breezy. Coming up next. Good luck.
98PXY is free and always will be. She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't Beat Breezy. She is confident and she is bold, but for whatever reason, her record is 2-10. Okay, looking for caller 8. 585-252-9800. We're looking for caller 8 to go head-to-head with our girl for Sebastian Maniscalco tickets. This is our last pair for the show tomorrow night at the Blue Cross Arena. It's Friday. You're going to get crazy.
Nutty.
All right, let's get to the phones. Caller 8, PXY, who's this?
Deanna.
Deanna, you're caller 8. Thank you for calling up to try and win these. Are you feeling confident this morning, Deanna?
Well, you said they're the last pair, so no pressure.
Okay, no pressure at all.
No pressure whatsoever.
Talk some trash and then ask Breezy to leave the room. Do it.
Oh, I'm not a good trash talker.
Just anything. Just don't swear. Go ahead.
All right, you're going down.
Yeah, I'm scared. Ooh, God, that was bad, Deanna.
That was really terrible. Go ahead, Breezy.
I'm leaving.
I told you I'm so bad.
It's okay. Deanna, Breezy's leaving the room. She's going to that soundproof booth. It's just two of us, so no multiple choice. We're going to fly through these 5 questions. Are you ready?
Are they easy?
We'll find out. Question 1. Yeah. What fast food chain serves the original chicken sandwich?
Oh, God.
You get 7 seconds to answer each question.
Okay. Is it McDonald's?
Well, I'm not going to tell you what the answer is, but just give me your best guess, okay? So, okay, we're going with
That was me guessing.
Okay, no problem.
That was me guessing.
Okay. Question 2. Deanna, who was the first woman pilot to fly solo across the Atlantic?
Oh, God, I know who it is, too, and I can't think of her name.
I know you know who it is.
She was it. It's like an Amy or Anita something.
I'll give you her initials. A-E. A-E.
Amelia Earhart.
Question number two, or excuse me, question number three. What is the name of the famous Tom Hanks film where he yells out, Wilson?
Oh, Castaways.
Question number four, Anita. Let's keep this train on the tracks this morning. What was the name of Kamala Harris's running mate?
Oh, God, really?
Come on. 4 seconds.
Oh, my God. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Okay, I'm putting you down for just guess a name. Any name.
John.
Right. Yes, John, of course. In question five, how many reindeer, Deanna, does Santa have?
Am I counting Rudolph?
Yes.
Okay, I think there's 9.
Okay. All right, putting you down for 9. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. All right. sorry. Deanna, you absolutely crushed it. Let's count these up. I'm thinking the last question might have to be fact-checked.
None of this.
But we're.
What did she get?
We got, right now, we're looking at a total of 2 out of 5. That's all you got, Deanna?
Oh, this isn't looking good.
That's plenty to beat Breezy, okay?
No, it's really not, but I am scared from all the trash talk earlier, so let's see if I can compose myself. All right, let's do it.
All right.
Right.
All right, question number one, Breezy. And by the way, I had to fact check. Deanna, you got 3 out of 5. You're good to go.
Oh.
Question. Really be doing this before the questions.
Well, she brought up a good point, and I was like, you know what? You might be right. Question number one, what fast food chain serves the original chicken sandwich?
McDonald's, I think.
Is that your final answer?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
KFC. All right. Question two, who was the first woman pilot to fly solo across the Atlantic, Breezy?
Amelia Earhart. I wanted to say Helen Keller, but that's really a toss-up. She did fly a plane, but anyways.
It wasn't Helen Keller.
We'll talk about that later.
Question three. What is the name of the famous Tom Hanks film where he yells out, Wilson?
Oh, Castaway.
And question four. What was the name of Kamala Harris's running mate?
Running mate?
Yeah.
Her VP?
Yes.
Oh, Tom Waltz.
And question five, how many total reindeer does Santa have? Four seconds.
9.
All right. Tallying these up. Hey, Deanna.
I was.
I'm going to have to tell you right now. Breezy got 4 out of 5. She wins! I'm so sorry!
No!
Oh, Deanna, you were so close. You know what? You both got the last answer correct. Santa does have 9 reindeers.
I know.
I asked you who was Kamala Harris's running mate. You said John.
Who's John?
We don't know.
I didn't know his name.
Yes, you both got Amelia Earhart, and yes, the name of that Tom Hanks film was Castaway, but no, the first one was Burger King.
You guessed, got that wrong.
Yeah, so Deanna.
Oh, Deanna, close but no cigar, my girl.
Oh, that is so sad.
I know. But thank you so much for playing. Thank you so much.
You should give her the ticket.
I don't think we're going to do that. Thank you so much.
First of all, Breezy's record just went up to 3-10. That's very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Deanna, do you know anyone going to the show?
Yeah, my parents.
They
bought the tickets, I think, a year ago and didn't invite any of us.
Okay. So your parents are going without you?
Yeah, and they have already seen him.
They've already seen him live.
Let's not tell your parents. I hope they don't. I hope they do listen. But I hope they're not listening right now. And you just show up because I'll give them to you. Because if my parents did that to me, I would want.
Oh, that's so sweet.
To do that for me.
That's so sweet. See how generous she is when she wants to be.
Wow.
I love that. I figured that would make you feel bad for me.
All right.
Yeah, it definitely did, for sure.
Deanna, I was on the edge of my seat. Stay there.
The charity case.
I'll get all your info. We'll get you to the show tomorrow night, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.